Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3076, Microbursts of Self-Care, by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Microbursts of Self-Care, by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. We all desire self-care. More importantly, we've all come to understand that we need self-care. The physical and psychological benefits of self-nurturance have been scientifically proven time and time again. It's no longer a revolutionary concept, but we often struggle to attain and sustain it because, well, life happens, getting in the way of our best laid plans. So what can we do? I stumbled upon the solution quite accidentally when writing my most recent book, Time to Parent. I set out to answer the question, how much time and attention do kids need to feel loved and secure? Diving deep into the literature on child development, all the experts agreed. Children thrive on short bursts of undivided attention delivered consistently, more than big blocks of time delivered occasionally. This was a mind-blowing discovery for me and an incredibly liberating notion for most parents. And then came the epiphany. Just as we can nurture children in short bursts of undivided attention, so too can we nurture ourselves in these short microbursts of attention to ourselves and our own needs. Too often, we think we need to carve out huge blocks of time for self-care. 2 hours at the gym, a quiet evening to finish a book, a full weekend to catch up with friends. It's nearly impossible to find these big blocks of time consistently, which makes self-care incredibly difficult to maintain. It's time to reframe our thinking on self-care. Stop looking for big blocks of time and start looking for small pockets, 20 minutes or less, that you can truly rely on. Small, meaningful moments with measurable results. Here are a few examples to get you thinking. Self-care goal, improve sleep. Most of us desire to get more and better sleep. Those moments before bed, the transition between the end of your day and falling asleep, can be particularly hard for many people. You might find yourself stuck in limbo, going over your to-do list in your mind as you try to fall asleep, plagued with worry about the things you didn't get to or the tasks on your plate for the following day. What 10-minute thing can you add into your sleep routine that solves that transition? Microburst solutions. Do something creative. Activities such as drawing or knitting can be productive escapes that help relax and refocus the mind on something other than your workaday worries. Stretch and move your body. Doing a simple yoga routine or spending a few minutes on deep stretches before bed can help to relax your muscles, preparing your body for sleep. Or journal. Taking 5 to 15 minutes to record your thoughts, experiences, and what you feel grateful for can be extremely relaxing to many people. Putting your worries down on paper before climbing into bed can help release them from your mind, allowing you to drift off to sleep more easily. Self-care goal, improve work-life balance, reduce stress at work. Most of us are go, 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 working over 45 to 50 hours per week and never taking a moment throughout the day to check in with ourselves. How could you carve out 5 to 15 minutes in your workday for something that is truly renewing? Microburst solutions? Take a walk. Fresh air and a chance to stretch your legs can make all the difference in your day. Take a few minutes after a conference call or before diving into a major project to clear your mind. A quick stroll around the block or through your company campus can make all the difference. Make your own lunch. Resolve to spend 10 minutes eating lunch away from your desk. Allow yourself to fully appreciate the effort you put into refueling your body, savor the taste and smells as you nourish yourself. Or connect. Call your spouse or a friend for a 5-minute check-in at the same time every day, or FaceTime your kids when they get home from school. These small touch points throughout the day not only strengthen your connection with your loved ones, they can provide you with a quick boost of love and support to carry you through the rest of the day. Self-care goal? Cultivate a new hobby. We all have those things we used to love to do, long weekend ski trips, curling up all day with a good book, or spending hours in the art studio until our lives got too busy. But our hobbies are what restore us physically, emotionally, and psychologically in the most efficient way imaginable. It's something you do just for you. How can you open up the space to provide this care and nurturance to your soul? Microburst solutions? Writing can be incredibly cathartic. Start out by writing short compositions, haikus, poems, a short story, or an autobiographical sketch. Writing is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. Over time, you'll be able to write more in less time. Play an instrument. Thanks to the internet, you can teach yourself to play almost any instrument at home for free. Focusing on the guitar, piano, or harmonica for even 10 minutes a day can be tremendously relaxing, far more so than an hour of television or mindlessly scrolling through social media. Or learn a fact a day. Spend less than 5 minutes a day learning a small, interesting tidbit about the history of jazz music or the greatest sporting upsets of all time. Whether you dive deep into an existing field of interest or venture into unknown waters, expanding your knowledge base can be an extremely fulfilling and rewarding experience. Though you may be tempted to try them all, start by choosing just one thing, something that takes just 20, 10, 5, or even 2 minutes that really recharges you, something you find simply delicious. You'll be amazed how one simple thing can change the narrative of your day. And if you're so inspired, you can find another 5, 10, or 20 minutes to add another activity and another over time. You just listened to the post titled "Microbursts of Self-Care" by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you to Julie. Great tips, especially that very last one there about being tempted to try everything and see what sticks. That's probably not going to help you. But instead, if one jumped out to you and piqued your interest and you thought to yourself that it sounded like a great idea, try that. Journaling has come up again and again in a bunch of blogs I've narrated over the last 3,000 episodes. That's a big one. And if you don't know where to start, one thing you can do is get our Optimal Living Daily Journal /workbook, and you can actually get it for free if you submit a relevant health-related question for my brother to answer on the Optimal Health Daily podcast. He answers listeners' questions every Friday. He's a certified dietitian nutritionist, a certified personal trainer or exercise physiologist, whatever you want to call it, and teaches classes on nutrition, weight loss. He has his PhD in public health. So a good resource if you have any health-related questions. And I actually go to the post office and physically mail you a copy of our workbook if you're in the United States, and as long as we have copies available. If you're outside of the US, or once we run out of copies, I'll email you a PDF version of our journal, so it's an easy way to get one for free. To submit a question to Optimal Health Daily, just email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. But I think I'll leave it there for today. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing to the show. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.